I'm running, first of all, because it is my belief truly that all of us who want to affect social change need to give whatever talents we have to make a difference. I was taught as a youngster that there are three types of people in this world: those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that wonder what the heck happened. So in an effort to stay out of category three for certain and get in and stay in category one, I had to get in this race because I have watched this city grow in some areas and I've watched it stagnate in others.
Tell us more about your district and your experiences in it.
My history in the 8th District goes back almost 40 years. I started high school in the 8th District, finished college here at SC in the 8th District. I'm a member of the Los Angeles City Fire Department and have been so now for 25 years. I founded the AFIBA organization back in 1992. AFIBA is an acronym for the African Firefighters and Benevolent Association. And so for the last decade, we've run some upwards of 300 programs a year out of that building.
Tell us, what are you committed to changing or improving?
Well, you know, it starts with the people. And the masses really don't feel that they have a say-so in how their communities develop. People feel sidelined in the process, don't feel that they get a voice. So what we want to do is, once again, engage people. Our plan is to have quarterly meetings throughout the year in different parts of the district. Sometimes the further southeast portion of the district gets neglected. We don't want to neglect anybody. We want to encourage people to get in a process that develops a 20-year plan for themselves. Oftentimes in the community, we don't have a 20-minute plan. I would say one concern that people have, Marlton Square, Santa Barbara Plaza, they've got different names, but it's pretty much been a ghost town for the last 20 years. And we've been getting feedback from individuals on what kind of businesses they want there. They want that place to come alive again. That's 22 acres that nothing has been done with in the last almost 20 years.
I was down in the 8th District yesterday, and I was surprised by how many businesses were closed. Is it really a good idea to open more businesses when the establishments that are there are struggling or no longer are there anymore?
I think it's always a good idea to start businesses. Of course, when we start talking about business creation come jobs. The 8th district of all the 15 districts has the lowest level of jobs per person.
What do you see as your number one priority?
The most important thing to do for me would be to get the community once again involved. Now, we can talk about public safety. We can talk about job creation. Sure, people need jobs. We can talk about quality of life issues, broken lights, things of that nature. All that is true. But I think what we need to really attack is the level of apathy. People have come to think of themselves as powerless. We need to change that. Because once we change that particular process in someone's mind, then these other things will follow.
Thank you so much. Candidate Jabari Jumani will be running in next month's election. Thank you for joining us.